Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now reach us and listen to us two times a week. We are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8, Fridays from 1 to 2. And if you've missed our program, you can go into our archives, download, or go and listen to any program at any time free of charge. You can do it through the RSS feed button or iTunes. And this episode is brought to you and paid for by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. And Beth Jacobson, who is a spiritual counselor and light language facilitator. If you're wanting to set up sessions individually or with groups, you can call Beth and Marie at 651-303-0555. That's Marie's number. Or Beth at 651-900-4136. If you have any questions, comments, or any suggestions, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on WordPress, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And Facebook. I'm sorry. And then follow us on Facebook, Divine Goddess Radio, and please like our page. If you do that, you get put into a monthly drawing for a half-hour reading, and the end of the month is going to be coming up here. We do it at the end of the month, so get in there because we just randomly select somebody one time a month. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. And I also wanted to mention, if you are a healer or you know of a healer that needs healing, Beth is really good at doing her energy work on healers. Sometimes when we're, out in the world and doing our practice and helping other people, we forget to heal ourselves. And her energy work is really good. And I know she likes to work with healers to get them
to the next level.
To the next level so that you can help your clients.
I keep forgetting to tell people that, so it's like, yes, the healers of the healers.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a jingle.
Yep, get yourself to the next level so you can help all the other people out there.
And it's not just the healers, you guys. I work on people who have never had an energy session also.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter, but my specialty area is definitely working with other healers. So if you're drawn to it, then you're ready for the next step. So. Welcome, everybody. Today's phone-in Friday.
Yep, if you'd like to call in, we are doing one-question readings on air, 347-327-9360. We'd love to hear from you. And if you can't call in, feel free to log into the chat room, and you can type a question there, and we will answer that for you as well. And happy full moon, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. You know what? And we also, Marie and I also go into corporations or businesses, or we do it, in homes for parties to where we teach classes. So we offer a variety of different classes that we teach.
Yep, and if you'd like to ever do a Divine Goddess Night reading party, we do that as well. You can invite guests into your home, and we will come and do readings for them.
Exactly.
So.
And we look at, roughly 10 or more individuals, and if you're the host of it, you get yours for free. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, if you have 10 or more people who do a reading,
yes.
The host gets theirs free.
Yes. The host will get theirs for free. So energetically, how has your week been?
It's been good, actually. It's been really good. I have not had really any issues with the energy. Today feels really good. The full moon today is in Leo, so it's all about fun.
Is it?
Yep, and the fact that it falls on Valentine's Day is supposed to be really good for those people who are celebrating. I myself am celebrating with my own Valentine me today. That's what I'm doing. So go out and spread the love.
Wow. And remember, the effects of it, you guys, can be days before and days after. I didn't feel the fun days before, but I'm in the fun now. I'm just more tired than anything. Just this wave of tiredness just hit me. I don't know what that's about. But the energy hasn't been as pleasing for me this time around. Hasn't been hard. hasn't been hard at all, but it's coming around.
Well, that's because we had solar flares this week too,
I am affected by the solar flares. And those of you who are asking what solar flares are, Marie, did you say you know what they are? It's radiation coming at us, but do you know what they're about?
I don't know the scientific background, no.
What?
All I know is that
what?
I think the sun emits like bursts of radiation.
You know what I would love, if there's anybody out there who's listening to this, even if you find this after the show, the live show, and it's archived, I would love for you to email me, just because I would love to know more for why are some people more affected by solar flares than others? What is that about? You know, I would love to know, and, you know, the scientific aspect of it and spiritual aspect of it, because it's something for the life of me, I can't figure it out, and I can't go in. I can't get the answer for it myself. So it's like, I wonder what it's about. And I know not everybody sits here and says that, but there's a selective handful of us that I know of to where, man, are we in pain during solar flares. So Marie, she goes through them easy breezy. But for whatever reason, not me. So it's like, it'd be really interesting to know why that is.
Yeah, that would be interesting, because I know that a lot of things, you know, we're affected by a lot of the movements of the moon and planets because we're water.
Yes.
Mostly water. But it would be interesting to see why a solar flare would affect you.
So does that mean there's something to do with me against the sun or the sun against me? I wonder. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I mean, it could come down to your energy, your frequency, you know, and something from the radiation.
Yeah.
Whatever frequency you're vibrating at, it seems to clash with that.
I know. I'm just like going, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. But it physically affects the body to where I'm in physical pain. It's like, man, I can tell when they're coming in. And there seems to be more and frequent of them coming. So it's like, oh, my Lord, son, chill out. Chill out. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, like there's full moons to where people are affected by it. The full moons don't affect me like the solar flares.
See, in full moons for me, like this is the fact that it's in Leo, so it's a really uplifting one. Generally in a full moon, I'm affected emotionally.
Yeah.
I just feel more emotions at a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I am, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The moon's pulling on my body water in a good way this month, I guess.
Yes, thank goodness. Thank goodness. So,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Cool. Well, let's get our first caller online. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Yami from Florida.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
You can unmute if you're muted.
I'm not muted. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're going to have to speak up a little louder because we can barely hear you.
Yep.
I'm like a whisper.
Okay. Is that any better?
Much better, much better.
Okay.
What's your name?
This is Yami from Florida. How's everybody today?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Just wanted to check in with you ladies and see if you have any vibes for me as far as love and financial.
Well, good God, for one, you have fabulous energy. I'm just like taking it in going. So you have to pat yourself on the back, and I'm just like going, oh, I'm just sitting in this for a while. God, you are absolutely fabulous, fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
So love and finances.
Yeah.
I'm hearing your finances are going to be improving in April.
Hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm getting is April, to where there will be significant amounts that will be for prosperity coming in.
Okay.
I don't know what it is you're going to be doing, because I'm asking, how's the money going to be coming in? But I'm hearing it's going to be coming in different ways.
Yeah, I'm seeing dollar signs. That's always a good thing.
So I don't know if it's stuff that you are in the process of doing right now, and you're waiting, and you're asking yourself, oh, is this going to end up, is this going to turn into anything? Yes, it is. Because it's going to be done in a way that you're not used to it being done in. So how cool for that?
Oh,
that's only what, March, April. Jeez, that's not even less than 2 months away.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Do you have any more that you want to say to her?
No, I'm seeing dollar signs, and I'm seeing them. I'm seeing dollar signs on the way, on the way, on the way. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm here in April, so that's really cool because they're giving me a specific date, and I'm seeing it loud and clear in white letters, A-P-R-I-L, A-P-R-I-L.
Oh.
I wish they'd give me a date just so you know. And love is coming into your life because you're really good on the self-love stuff. So I'm hearing he's coming in summertime.
Yeah, I just heard June or July.
Yep, summertime.
Oh. Summertime love, huh?
Summertime love.
And I'm seeing lots of red for passion. Passion, passion.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
All
right. Wear those red undergarments. Wear those red undergarments.
With some dollar bills hanging from them.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Well, you're in a good space, boy.
Yeah.
You are out of your way. Good for you, girl.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. I don't like it when people say V-Day. It sounds like V-Day.
I knew it was gonna bug me. That's why I said it. Only she would go there.
That's because when I grew up, VD meant VD.
I said V-Day.
Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, if you want to call in, 347-327-9360, or you can type a question in the chat room.
You know, this is a good opportunity for people to where you're going, another Valentine's Day by myself. You know, instead of sitting here getting bummed out or sad about it, just do what you got to do. Be outside if you have the weather to be outside. Do a vision board of what it is you want to create. This is an opportunity of writing down more specifics of, you know, what do you want your partner to be more like, you know. And remember, you're asking for, to ask for that, you have to be able to give it back. You have to be able to mirror it back to the individual. Even though for a lot of us, now that I'm saying it out loud, going, oh, that might make sense for a lot of us.
Well, and you know, if you don't have a significant other or partner, I mean, remember, you are your best Valentine.
That's right.
So treat yourself. Pamper yourself. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel good. Sometimes the best thing is being on your own.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with taking yourself out for dinner or buying yourself roses or flowers if that's what you need.
You know what? What a great opportunity, what a great, not challenge, but opportunity to be able to go to a restaurant that you know others are going to be with you know, a couple, and you're going to go out there and you're going to shine your light being okay with being there by yourself. I'm trying to think if I would dare do it. I have to work tonight, but any other day, because that's one of my bucket lists that I'm going to do. Believe it or not, folks, I'm very gregarious, very outgoing, but that's something I haven't done yet, is gone to a nice restaurant by myself yet, and that's one of my things, just to prove to me that I can
do it. Well, I've done it, not on Valentine's Day,
but
I've done it. Yeah, I go to movies by myself. I've gone to movies.
But have you gone to restaurants? I've gone to movies,
gone
to restaurants.
Yep.
And we're not talking just like a drive-through.
No.
Or a Culver's.
No.
But to a nice restaurant.
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
I still have to do it. I don't know what my hang-up is. I could bring a book.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can.
Oh, my God. You know how I'm always saying I want to go for seafood? I am going to do it.
There you go.
I am going to go by myself. I'm going to do it.
You can do it. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, go and celebrate yourself. There's nothing stopping you.
I celebrate myself every day just so people
know. Well, yeah, and you should. I mean, Valentine's, just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't mean you don't do it the rest of the year. But, you know, if this is a holiday that you like to celebrate, don't let it stop you.
I'll tell you what, the past couple of weeks, this whole month thus far, has really been about exploring some issues that I thought were over and done with, and it has to do with self-love stuff. So for those of you who may be going through that stuff that you thought was done also, just know you're not the only one out there who's going through it. So today's a new day. It's much, much, much better.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I buy myself flowers a lot, especially in the summer.
Yes.
I should probably do it in the winter so it breaks up the yuckiness, but why not do it today?
You know what's really interesting? Speaking of flowers, I was going to buy myself some roses. I seriously was. Mm-hmm. And I put them down saying, no, I'm not going to spend that money. And I'm going, God bless what I just said. I wasn't worth that money.
Yep, that's
right. I'm just now thinking of that right now.
Yep.
I didn't think of it at the time. It's like, I said no to me, and that was not okay.
That's right. So go buy yourself roses and go buy yourself a lotto ticket.
That's
and
right.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
All right. So we've got another caller. Let's go ahead and get him on the line. Hi. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Harry from New Jersey.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria?
Rosemaria. Right. New Jersey. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I think your show is pretty good because I just turned into it. It's actually good. And whatever you can pick up on my energy that's coming in for me. I'm going a little crazy right now.
Well, thank you for the compliment, yeah. For one thing. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm picking up scattered. Are you a little scattered?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Are you just starting your journey on your spirituality in a different way than what you've ever done before?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because what I'm pretty hearing much. With you, it's loud and clear. It's kind of like a vision quest.
Okay.
And does it kind of feel like a vision quest to you? Do you know what I mean by that?
I think so, like what I'm trying to get to.
Yes. So you're going to be doing, so you're in the beginning phases of waking up. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, you're guided to listen to the show today if you've never tuned into it before. This would be a perfect opportunity to learn how to start meditating and just going within and asking what is the next step.
Yeah, because I'm hearing like things are being turned upside down in your world. So you're questioning old beliefs and kind of seeing things with new eyes.
Pretty much.
New perspectives. Mm-hmm. And you're reexamining it and just seeing how deep they really are, whose belief is it? Is it yours? Do you really believe in it? But just know that's very normal. That's what the average individual is going through.
Yeah. Cool.
So you're not going crazy, just so you know. Yeah. You're not going crazy. Because a lot of people think that you're going crazy.
I'm hearing the word overhaul. Overhaul. Your life, you are doing a major overhaul of your life, and it's only positive.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Any positive relationship coming in? Because he's getting on my nerves right now because I'm trying to get organized, and he's like, I'm going to punch him, but I can't.
Well, Let me tell you, though, one thing. When you start going through this process, though, that's when you start coming forward to you, and that's why certain people may get on your nerves because your vibration is increasing and theirs may not be. So you're not matching energy or vibrationally wise. So just so you know that when you do that, that is normal.
That's what it is, and then we'll even it out. Gotcha.
You know, and this is when a lot of relationships can be reexamined and challenged. And, you know, people who have been in marriages anywhere from 20 to 40 to 50-some years are going, oh, my God, we're not going in the same direction. And they're going different ways. It's not saying yours will, but don't be shocked when you're sitting here going, do we even have anything in common anymore?
Yeah, and since we're in Mercury retrograde till the end of the month, this is also a time for reevaluating. So, you know, rethinking, reevaluating your life, your relationships. If something is not going the way that you want it, this is a good period to, you know, reexamine everything. And that's kind of what's going on with you.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get a hold of him and see if he can give me, like, any numbers, like, for places for me to call. And I'm like, he's going through stuff. I'm going through things, and I'm like about to beat him. I'm just answering. That's it. That's why you're getting in, like, on my nerves right now. Just communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the issue is. He's going through something. I'm going through this, and we're like we're off balance as energy wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what I'm hearing is it's important for you to re-energize, renew and redo your life, and that's what that overhaul comes. So really sitting, examining that.
Hopefully it'll work out when I get there. I hope. Cool.
Just remember what it's supposed to be will be, and that which won't, it will fall away easily.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hold on to anything. Don't make something work that's not meant to work anymore.
Got it.
Yep.
Cool.
Appreciate
so good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great Valentine's.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. Okay, so if you would like to have a question answered, 347-327-9360.
And remember, you guys, the phone calls that we do for others, if it's ringing true for you, just remember that message is coming right for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just going ding, 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 it does, that message is going to be heard by whoever needs to hear it.
Exactly.
There's a lot of relationships that are being reexamined and reevaluated.
And also,
right,
like I told her, it's Mercury retrograde, and that is, you know, a time, February 6th through the 28th, Mercury retrograde is all about reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we fall into this period, people, you reexamine relationships, you reexamine jobs, you reexamine your life path, and that's the time to do it because
yep.
we're given 3 weeks to do it. So
mm-hmm.
use this time wisely and to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just so you know, you don't have to do it just through Mercury retrograde, but it might be a little more it's really prominent.
Well, it assists you when, you get a lot of assistance because things don't go smoothly.
Yeah.
During retrograde, especially with electronics and communication mm-hmm. and signing of documents or important papers or, you know, starting anything new is not advised during a Mercury retrograde. So if you can take the time to do the re on any part of your life, then that helps you ease through it.
Now, definitely re-examine. Just analyze because you don't analyze enough. Do it some more. But just look a little more in-depth and then look at it from a different perspective.
Right.
Don't look at it the way you used to look at it. Just look at, okay, what should I be getting out of this? What am I not getting out of this that I should be? Because
mm-hmm.
this same situation, just a different time is happening, but I seem to be the common denominator. So what am I not getting that I should be getting?
Right, and, you know, if you notice a pattern in your life that keeps repeating and you're going, why,
mm-hmm.
really examine that because that means that there is a lesson in there that you're not learning. So the universe keeps giving you similar situations and with the same outcome going, hello,
mm-hmm.
there's a lesson in it here for you. Are you listening? You're not paying attention, so I'm going to keep throwing it your way.
Yes. You know, and the thing is, and you might be having dreams that you're remembering that have to do with the situations that are going on in your life, but it's just coming across in a different way in your dreams. So just know that that's a subconscious belief that you have to go in and look at and examine. Because that is subconscious, remember, subconsciously, we're not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our consciousness that we're aware of. So when we're dreaming about it, we know it's a deep-rooted belief system that we aren't even aware of.
Yep.
So go in, look at it. Don't sit here and blow it off because it's going to have to be looked at anyways. So you might as well do it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can bring in more light, more love into your life. So
absolutely.
That's all it is. That's an opportunity for that. So people must already be starting their dates right now in really good places. I'm surprised we don't have any more callers.
Well, and, you know, sometimes, too, people just listen because they do want to hear the messages that we're giving, you know, that might ring true for them.
However, you guys, here is some words of inspiration because hopefully they were inspiring before when we were talking. But the signs and the symbols are rampant right now. So be paying attention to it. Pay attention to I'm getting numbers that I've never had before, and then I have a book that I go by. Oh, my Lord. So what I'm perceiving and what I'm seeing in, you know, the physical world is not matching up with the numbers. So I know the numbers are coming in going, Beth, just because you can't see it right now doesn't mean it's not happening. So, man, but they have been just cool. And then my dreams have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could be in a dream state all day long. I could be sleeping all day long. Seriously, my dreams have just been really cool.
Yeah,
they go from crazy to cool.
Yeah, mine too.
So then pay attention to them. And you know what? If you're having animals are really significant right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what is it that you're seeing a lot. If there's birds, what bird are you seeing more of? Like owls. I'm trying to think. there's a lot of crows right now. Crows remind us that there's a lot of magic that's afoot, that's in the air. So it's just bringing us back to that time to where magic, because we have forgotten that we do live in a magical world. So just pay attention to the animals that you're seeing, because they all mean something.
I was driving yesterday. I drove by the river that was open, and I looked, and there were swans everywhere. And I'm like,
beauty, transformation.
Oh, my God. And then I looked up, and there were 3 swans flying.
Really?
And then I saw an eagle this morning. So I was like, oh, man, they are really coming full force.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's put another caller on. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hello. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Eric calling from Virginia.
Thank you, Eric.
Yes, and same to you as well.
Yes. Do
you
have a question or a comment?
I have a question, if you don't mind looking into my future here. When do you see me getting into a relationship again? Do you see that happening maybe in the next few months or so?
I'm hearing May.
Okay,
definitely,
because, cool.
Man, are you open with your heart? Who are the 2 other individuals who called in? Oh, isn't that hysterical? Yes, May.
Well, this is the right day for it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. She's going to have long, soft brown hair. Mm-hmm. So it's not dark brown, but it's long. And she looks more petite.
I'm getting dancer, like a dancer.
Yes, dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You have great energy.
Very creative and artistic. That's what I'm picking up from her.
That's
too
true. I'm working on that. I have a creative project animation thing that I'm working on that I hope to get out there in the world and maybe build a following.
Wow.
So it requires every part of me to make it happen. Hopefully that will show some fruit this year sometime, because I'm really working towards that goal, even though I've got other things that I have to take care of, but at least I am moving forward on that goal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful.
Jeez, your energy is just great, I have to tell you, Eric. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. I was...
Do you do a lot of meditating? Are you a meditator?
I do a lot of thinking. I don't meditate as much as I should have. I should. I used to do it more maybe when I was a bit more younger, but now I don't know. There's just too much to think about. But it's hard to find that like peace of mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's almost like your auric field though is really clear, even though you think a lot.
No, it's not almost. It is clear.
I'm clear.
That's awesome.
It's creativity. It's these creative ideas that are coming in, and it's just like bam, 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 bam. And being able to put them down and put them into fruition. What kind of stuff are you doing with your animation? Is it movies?
Well, yeah, it's going to be, I want to put it up on YouTube, but yes, I would eventually like it to be like a TV series or a series of movies. You know,
I'm hearing series of movies with you.
The best way to describe it is, we'll say Peanuts with a sci-fi twist.
Cool. Oh, fine.
Yeah, I concur with the series as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, and that's going to be coming up. There's going to be a lot happening for you in summertime, May.
Summertime. Well, May is the month where everything seems to click in for me, because, you know, I've been waiting a long time for things to click in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You've done your work, so you're very clear. Continue to connect with source is what I'm hearing. Really ground in it. And what I'm hearing is ground source as well as with the earth. You're bringing the two in because they belong together, but it's bringing both the etheric with the physical and bringing it in into you. And you're going to feel much different. And you're not going to be so to where you're, like Marie said, there's you're very clear, but you said there's a lot that's going on right there, but there needs to be that connection. I don't know, but you understand what it is I'm trying to say?
Well, yes, a connection to the earth, which is physical 3D world, and then a connection to what we're supposed to be, 5D or higher.
Exactly, exactly. It's bringing it all in together and bringing it into the center of your heart space. And I'm hearing to practice doing that every single day.
That's a tough
one. Do that every single day. Yep, yep. And you can do that through meditation, but it's being, you know, when you're mindful, but you have to be still when you do it.
Yes, that makes sense.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So that's where I'm going, but they want you to do that, so I don't know if they're going to be bringing in some other cool stuff.
Okay, I certainly hope so. And I was just curious about the lady. Is this Victoria by chance? The name is Victoria. Who, she has brown hair.
I felt really light on that.
Okay, so it's not.
I heard yes. But there's a hesitation on her part. I don't know what it is. She must be finishing up something. She must be finishing up something, genetically.
She is. She's in school for sure. And so she's busy with that. But she might be, you know, she still has a year to go at the university, but she might potentially be with somebody too. So if you're saying that she's like finishing up something, she might be wrapping.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I would love for that to like take off for like both of us, because I think it would work out quite well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good luck to you, Eric.
Good luck.
Well, you're in a really cool place. Continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
I will. I'm trying to get all the, what do you call that? Not baggage, but all the other distracting items. Trying to get the to-do list basically taken care of.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Live long and prosper. Yes.
Thank you so much, Marie and Beth, and
you're
have a great rest of the show. And you gave me the kick that I need to start to meditate, so I can bring reality into 3D here. The thoughts into the 3D world. And you might, I mean, I guess as a topic of discussion, you might want to talk about, because I read stuff and I hear stuff on shows, and that, you know, we are in a different time period now in terms of we're able to manifest our dreams and desires as long as our intent is clear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Compared to, let's say, several years ago. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for that remembrance. I guarantee I heard that. I heard it loud and clear what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It was a message that I needed to hear, so thank you. You don't even realize what you just said. So thank
you. I didn't know that I was the messenger here.
I know. Isn't that cool how it all works?
Yeah. It's very cool how it all works.
But I have been seeing a lot of things that I think about sort of manifest, let's say, on TV, on the internet, just you know, something to reflect back what you've been thinking about. And so let's say you think of snow, and then suddenly you see, like on TV, they're showing, oh, there's going to be snow tomorrow, you know,
exactly.
Things like that.
Exactly.
So I'm getting a lot of that, and I'm sure you are too, in the famous 111, is basically 11:11 or 1:11 in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get a lot of 111s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of
that. It drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun, though?
Sorry?
I said, isn't it fun, though? Just to be able to notice that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it for so many. I'm seeing sometimes things manifest within seconds that I think about. And I'm not talking about not in physical reality, but I'm talking, let's say, in virtual reality, and that I include the internet, the TV. Occasionally you see stuff manifest physically, but I speak virtually, where I see a lot of stuff that I think about reflects on the internet. Like, I'll go to a web page and suddenly it's like, oh, I was just thinking about that, you know.
Exactly.
It's just weird stuff like that happens.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's crazy good. Crazy
time.
Good. Yes.
Yes, but to learn how to manifest the reality rather than just the message.
Exactly. Yeah. Heard that message too, Eric. Thank you very much. Boy, messenger of two messages for me.
Thank you so much for calling, and you have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Yes.
Thank
happy
you.
Valentine's
you too.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you both. Take care now.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Bye.
Okay. God bless. Bye bye.
Is there anything that you were you trying to get my attention for something?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are you speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I had you on the speakerphone. Sorry, I'm trying to take it off. Okay, I got it. Hi, this is Shauna, and I'm calling you from Nevada.
Hello, Shauna. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I have been looking for permanent work, and I feel like I'm blocked for some reason. I don't understand what is happening. I've gotten thrown a few breadcrumbs, you know, some temp stuff here and there, but nothing to be able to really sustain myself. Can you tell me what you pick up about this, please?
Are you thinking of moving at all?
Well, I might have to because I don't have rent money for March.
Mm-hmm. Have you applied to jobs that are outside of your current location?
Oh, yeah, I've applied to everything. I mean, stuff that I, you know, wouldn't even think of doing in the past.
But, I mean, out of your city or out of your state?
Oh, no, I haven't applied to anything outside because I don't have the money, you know, to move somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that I'm getting is, and I know you don't want to hear this, but it's really tuning in with what is your heart's desire. And it's being really clear on that and not doing anything. Don't ever just settle for something out of desperation because that's not your heart's desire. So it's being clear on what it is, what do you want to do? And the universe hears you going, but I have bills to pay. But there's also a higher part of you going, but I need you to stop and I need you just to reevaluate what do you want to do? What is your heart's desire? Because we're in a time period to where we've never been given this opportunity. We've always done just whatever. Mm-hmm. Or we've been told, you need to do this, you need to do that. And so we haven't learned, what is it that I want to do? What does trip my trigger? What is joy in doing this?
I started out that way. I made myself a vision board with everything that I wanted. And that lasted for like 4 months and nothing was happening. So then I just started, you know, applying to everything and anything.
Have you redone or removed around your vision board at all? Have you reworked?
I'm considering ripping it up and throwing it out, though.
Yeah, but you know the thing is you could. I'm hearing throw it away, redo it. Mm-hmm. Redo it. Because you've had time to gain a little bit more insight, a little more clarity. But I get, because I can feel the frustration mm-hmm. that you're carrying right now, and maybe my suggestion would be is for you to just step outside if you can and just stand on the ground, on the grass, if you can, and just mm-hmm. to shift your thoughts and going, okay, I'm breathing in, breathing out, and now I'm starting over. I'm going to be clear on what it is I want to manifest. And then you'll be amazed at how much faster it will. I'm hearing April. There will be something in April, but to really get clear on what it is that you want to do. And April, I know that's another month you have to get through, mm-hmm. but you will get through it.
I will.
Yes, you will.
Thank you. I need that boost because I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm losing it over here, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm also hearing, though, be very careful of the thoughts that you're putting out. You know, if you find yourself putting out that frustrated vibe, try to turn it around. I know it's tough because we are...
I'm there with you, girl.
We're all there. But yeah. If you can be conscious of the thoughts you put out and then shift it and try to make it more positive and keep saying, okay, you know, turn your frustration into something more...
positive and productive.
Yeah, positive and productive.
You know, here's one way of being able to look at it, Shauna. Thank you, universe, for giving me the ample opportunity of being more decisive on what it is that I want to do. Thank you for this time. The universe is going to say, oh, look at that. She's acknowledging we're giving her a little more time so she can really go in and focus on what is her heart's desire.
Yeah. Because,
okay,
I mean,
I'll try that.
What I do, too, is I'll say, gosh, universe, thank you for this downtime. Thank you for giving me the time to, you know, organize this room, that room, get myself in order. Thank you for that time. So when you express it that way, you know, and say thank you for letting me get ready so that, because I know I'm going to be busy in the next month.
Yes. And the more you can sit here and say that, the more you're going to feel it, the more you feel it, the more that energy goes out there because there's more gratitude behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The universe recognizes that gratitude because we can sit here and manifest really fast negative energy, negative thoughts. So now try it positively and even on your day. So maybe write down positive affirmations. So on your days that you might be having a harder time, that you literally have the words to go look at. You can repeat it over and over until you start feeling what it is that you're saying. You might have to say it 100 times right in a row before you start shifting that energy. But you're going to do what you're going to have to do. But you are going to get through this. You are going to get through it, just knowing you're not the only one out there. You're not. Just trust me, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes it feels like, you know, everyone else is getting stuff, and it's like, why not me?
I hear you.
Yep,
I hear you. And it has nothing to do with you doing anything wrong. It has absolutely nothing to do with that because then we can go into that blame mode on ourselves. Just we're all energetically different. So look at it that we all weigh different sizes. We are all different heights. We all look different. So put it in that category so that you don't go at some level, okay, what am I not doing? What am I doing wrong? Because you tend to go in at some level to blame yourself, and it's like you're not doing anything wrong, but this is time for you to sit here and really get clear on what you do want to do. And
all right, thank you for
the
pep talk. I need that.
Well, I hope that helped. I hope it helped.
It does. Thank you. And you guys have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
Oh,
thanks
bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Next caller.
Hi. Hi, this is Francis. And I'm just calling because I am wondering how to go about, I guess financially I want to start my cosmetic business this year, and I want to see what you're feeling on that.
What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Francis.
Oh, Francis. I was going Francesca. Did you say Francesca?
I applied for a line of credit on my home that I'm selling. You know, it's on the market, and I just have two documents to submit to get it. But I'm just wondering, I guess I'm kind of in conflict as to whether I really need it right now because, well, you know, is the business going to, am I going to be able to use that money, you know, is it, you know, to make the business take off by the end of the year, or could I wait for the home to sell and then do that, you know what I mean? It's kind of chicken before the egg.
Line of credit, the first thing I heard was no.
The home line?
Yeah, the first thing I heard, no, don't take the line of credit.
I'm hearing wait because the house will sell.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something with this house sale that's
going to shift things for you. It's like releasing of old energy.
Right, absolutely.
So, and if you take the line of credit out, then you're extending that energy against that house. So you don't want to bring that into
my future. Nope. That makes sense as a kind of cord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually gets paid off when the house gets sold because it's an equity. But yep. I see what you're saying. But, I mean, would it make a difference in my business taking off? Because I want my business, my cause. I'm a nurse right now, and I do contract nursing, and I want to get out of it. So my main goal is to get my cosmetic business taken off by the end of the year. So do you still see that happening without that?
I am hearing yes. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to happen sooner than you think. Sooner than you think.
Oh,
you
well, that
said
would be
it.
Great.
Oh.
Have you cleared your house, by the way?
I was just going to say that.
Well, I've actually left that. I'm in an apartment, and I leave the house there. I clear that house 24/7. You know, whatever's there sticks there.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing? I mean, what are you seeing left?
There's some attachment or cord that's on there, and it needs to be cut. So, do you do like a cord cutting?
I've done everything pretty much with that house. I don't know if it's the owner, an older lady that used to live there, who's attached to the house. I'm certainly not attached. We moved and left the home. It's been sitting for a little while, and I'm barely putting it on the market. I just didn't want to send it forward with all that energy in there, so I cleared it up. It's nothing that's causing any problems anymore.
No, it's just, you know, sometimes when other people have owned it, you got to remove the cords from way back from every owner. I just had to do that with one of my listings. I had to really work on it, bring in a lot of healing and pink, and separate the heart from the old owner in order for it to move forward. So I would try that.
I'm hearing that that's what you need to do. But there's a reason that you're going to have to do it that way. It's going to bring you to a new, a different level energetically.
So what do I do? I usually, when I think of cutting the cords, I just bring a candle and bring a piece of, cord or, you know what I mean, like a string or something, and then cut it to represent the cutting of the cord. Now, is the cord to me or from them to the house? Is this about
them
me or
to the
them?
House. No, from them to the house.
So then the one end represents, when I'm cutting, represents all the past owners with this and with what, the entity or with the
house? Yeah, and you want to let them know that it's okay to release the cord because this house now needs to move on to a new owner who can love and appreciate it just like they did and just like you did.
Okay. Now is this the cord, it's with the past owners and the house or past owners and an entity there?
No, past owners and the house.
And the house. Okay,
but
I just want to make
when
sure.
When I do cord cutting, I usually call in Archangel Michael, and I envision him with his sword. And I can see the cord and envision him cutting it through and releasing and then bringing Raphael in with the green light to heal anything that might be left over. And then filling it with pink, which is love.
Okay, great.
You do that, you'll be amazed at how fast it sells.
Okay, wonderful.
And you might have to do it more than once. You might have to do it more than once. But there's like a real huge attachment from a past owner. So I don't know if it was the previous, I mean, not the previous, but the original owner. But there's a thick attachment to it. But it had to do with, it almost feels like if I see that kind of an attachment, I would think it would be the person who had it built. So that heart, that soul, their money went into that. This was a family thing, and it stayed there. So that heart, this is where they loved. This is where they witnessed everything in there. And, you know, they've crossed over since, so it hasn't been taken care of. So
it's an attached townhome, you know, attached to five other townhomes at the end unit.
Oh.
It's not a home.
No, but even, I mean, imagine
building their thing. That's why I thought it was an older lady. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What
is it? It's from an older woman.
Yeah.
Well, you know
left.
What?
What happened is her family took her out. I guess she was in dementia. She was there long enough, and they took her out, so she was confused when she passed, what had happened, and then ended up back there.
Interesting.
So they put her in assisted living.
You just reminded me I got to help a friend do that with her mother's house. Thank you for that reminder.
Yes. Yep, and so and it would be, it's going to be a lot easier than what it sounds like. But if you can do just what Marie said, you'll be amazed at how fast it sells.
And I'm more concerned about the getting out of nursing and this business taking off. Is that going to be smooth?
Yes, because you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Your cores and attachments are done with the nursing. You're just doing what you got to do right now. So, yes, it
right.
will be very easy for you, very easy. And just
awesome.
Continue to have that belief system. This will be easy for me because you're just shifting into something new.
Right.
Yeah, your
right.
body's ready for new. Your body's ready for the new.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate your input. And you guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
okay.
Day. Yep,
thank you.
Happy
you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Grab a question real quick in the chat room. She's been holding for a minute here. This is from Holly. And her question is, if my mom got out of my relationship with my boyfriend Gilberto, would we make it as a couple? When will she get out of our business?
I'm definitely hearing yes. Yes. When will she get out of your business? You have to set up the boundaries.
Yes.
You have to set up the boundaries and saying, you know what, have that talk with her. You're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for her to back off. You do it lovingly, but there might have to be a little bit of a firm tone in your voice
mm-hmm.
for her to take you serious. But mom feels like mom's very much of a controller. But you just have to let her know that you make really good decisions and you're going to be fine just, you know, without her. But it kind of feels like mom doesn't have anything else to do, you know, but the sooner you can redefine, but you sit down and redefine boundaries. Yeah, and you have to do that every so often with families. You guys, you do. And I practice what I preach. I have to do with my sisters, my mom. I have to do it all the time. Being the age I'm at, I'm shocked that I have to continue to do it, but we do. That's how you grow. That's how you grow.
Well, she said they're not, she doesn't talk to her mom. He talks to her, and he's attached to her for some reason. So my advice would be to flip that.
Well, there you go.
Yep. So you be the one who's going to explain the boundary, and you guys make sure you
yep.
you're off on your own relationship.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. So, you know, and you'll get your answer, too. If you put that boundary up, then you'll get your answer, too, if you will be a couple. So
good luck to you.
Yeah.
It can be done. Good luck.
Happy
Valentine's Day.
Yep, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. All right, so let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dina, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Dina from Atlanta.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Do
you have a question
or
a comment?
I have a question. I woke up with this morning, and I'm trying to figure out how many roadblocks should you overcome before you just give up on, or rather, switch paths on your dreams or your desires.
Oh, sweetheart, Marie and I cannot tell you how many roadblocks you go through. This is what I say because I'm going through similar things. So I'm speaking from what I'm going through because I'm going, do I do this? Am I not? If I'm supposed to do this, why is it not easier than this? But I think what it is an opportunity for you to step or to sit back and to really reevaluate, is that what you really, really want?
Yep.
And then if you're going, yes, yes it is, but not quickly answer. If you can quickly answer, then you know what? You're going to feel it in your heart. So I haven't felt it in my heart, so I have to go, well, just because I've been told I'm supposed to be doing this doesn't mean that that's what my heart's desire is.
Right.
So it feels like you're, like, in the same situation right now. It's an opportunity. And believe you me, nobody's hit the brick wall more than me going, Christ almighty, I recognize it's a brick wall. So stop, Beth. You can't get through it. So I have to step back and look at it. And then you also have to weigh in the fact there is divine timing. The universe has to get everything into place for it, too. So get clear, and you might have to ask differently.
And that's what I was getting for you, to also examine how you are asking. Are you very clear and specific? So go back and reexamine what it is. What are the roadblocks you're getting?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they coming up? And how can you redo it to get around that block?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of reevaluation for you.
And then if you give up on it really easy, then you know, oh, dang, it wasn't what I really thought it was
right.
that I wanted. So you got your answer on that one.
Wow, but it's been like 3 years, so I'm almost like, I'm tired.
I hear you. Keep your sense of humor, though,
yep.
Because it's also the universe going, you're getting way too serious, and life is about having fun. We get our panties in a bunch as humans. We really do, mm-hmm. And we do. I've had to accept that saying to them from them this week for myself. So it's like, step back, look at it. Is this what I really want? And maybe I might have to word it differently. And you're going to gain more clarity and understanding on what the next step is. You will.
Also, don't obsess about it, because when you obsess about it, then you kind of ignore everything else that's going on around you, and then you miss the opportunities that could help you get through that roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't have to do it the hard way like I do. Seriously. Choose it to be easy.
Okay. Choose it to be easy. Okay.
Yes, choose for it to be easy. Yes. Because believe it or not, it's a choice. You'd think we automatically do it. No. Choose for it to be easy.
Okay.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hi,
hello.
Hi.
Kathleen.
Where are you calling from, Kathleen?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, boy, are you a presence. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. There's a gentleman I'm very much interested in, and we have been seeing each other kind of since, I don't know, I'd say October. But, and I'm trying to put this the nicest way I can, he wants to be friends with benefits, where I want a committed relationship. So I did tell him the other day that, all right, you can have your cake and eat it too. I said, we can be together, be friends with benefits, but I will tell you, if someone else does come along and they're looking for a relationship, I'm going that route. So he didn't feel too good about that. This morning I spoke to him. I said, how do you feel? He goes, I really don't know how I feel. But the thing is, he doesn't want me to do that. So do you think that it's because he's starting to get feelings for me, or that's what I'm hoping, but I didn't know what you ladies thought.
Let's see, Kathleen.
I honestly think it's what I'm getting is that no, he just wants to have you there, and because it's for his convenience.
And that's what I'm getting also.
Yeah, I told him it's not going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. So only you can sit here and change it. Because it doesn't feel like he wants anything more than that. This is like a control thing.
Yeah.
It's a control thing.
Yeah, it's like mind games to me.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And I'm honestly hearing move on, so.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
And you can do it, and you'll be amazed at how fast your other one comes in.
Yeah, do you see someone coming in for me?
You have to clear this energy out and be
okay.
Clear on what you want, but you could have somebody as fast as summertime.
Like really?
You have to be clear in what you want, that you no longer want this, and you're not just sitting here and settling, and it's no longer the friends with benefit, because that gives out a certain energy. So you want to be done with that energy.
Yeah. I have one quick question. I'm trying to get money, earning money at home, in the home, and I just sent away for this booklet, and there's different jobs you can do in the home. Do you see me making any money off of that, or is it a scam, would you think? I didn't think it was, because you can get in touch with them and everything else. But you can do things from stuffing envelopes to putting CD cases together. I have to do something in the home.
The first word I heard was scam. You'd have to do it. Let me try to put this into modern day English here. What they're saying is investigate thoroughly and carefully before you accept any assignment.
Okay.
Because it's going to be more work than what you'll get out of it.
I'm really going to work for it then, in other words.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, ladies. Well, happy Valentine's
Good luck
Day.
To you. Yep. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank
I...
you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to take, do we have any more
yep,
callers?
We got
okay,
another we got. Caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Hello, Donna. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about a certain gentleman. I don't know if you need his name or not.
You can give us his first name.
Cam.
Cam?
Yeah.
And so are you looking to
see
if it's going to be turning into something serious?
Do you feel that there's any hope here with Cam? Like, do you see anything, like, in the future that where there would be any sort of romantic relationship or any sort of, like, affection or anything along that line between him and I?
What is he working on emotionally?
Pardon me?
What is he working on emotionally?
I'm not really sure. I think he has some...
There are
a few things that he is...
Yeah, I'm hearing that he's working on a lot of stuff right now, and he won't be ready for quite a while because he's got a lot of issues to deal with.
Well, he's, like, reevaluating a lot of stuff. He's reevaluating a lot of stuff, relationships, especially parental. He's got a lot of stuff going on with his father. So, and that's huge because that can be brought into any relationship that he has. So you want to make sure that he has that resolved before he would even be your partner because it's a big one that weighs heavy on him currently now and how he views himself as a man. So just like Marie said, he's not even remotely ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea? If there's any possibility in the future for him and I in that regard, or?
Well, there's always possibility. You know, I'm hearing there's always possibility. It comes down to free will.
It all depends on what he does to work on himself and if he chooses to do that and get his issues cleared up.
Do you see that at all? Like, do you see anything for him and I?
Not right now. Doesn't mean down the road that it can't. This is just me saying down the road, because if he does his work, it can always shift. But right now, what we're being shown right now is not right now. He's not in that space.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you, like, what's, like, down the road? Like, how far do you look down the road?
They're not giving us a date. And that depends on if he works on his stuff or he's not working on his stuff.
Right. All they're saying is he has to work on his stuff first. So, you know, if he works on his stuff, then things open up. But that has to be his choice.
And in the universe, there's no such thing as time. We as humans put time on it. So, you know, when we sit here and say springtime, okay, they're showing us like flowers.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare that we get dates. Every once in a while we do get dates, but time doesn't exist out there. So it could be, and when they say soon to them is 10 years. Because it's like a blink of a light, but it's 10 years here on Earth. So it's like it all depends on how fast, how quick, how aware he is. The more aware he is, the faster he can shift through it.
Mm-hmm. Does he have any romantic feelings for me? Does he have, like, lover romantic feelings for me, or is it just a friend?
Yeah. I'm hearing friend. He's not even able to go down that road right now. It's at a much deeper level what he needs to do than you realize, a much deeper level. No matter how he's presenting.
He's telling me that he has a girlfriend.
He's saying that? Well, it might be his way of saying that, you know, if he's knowing that you're romantically wanting something with him and he's not able to, it might be one way because he doesn't dare say anything else to you right now. And so he might be using, it feels like he could be using that as an excuse.
That's what I'm thinking. And do you know why, like, he would use that as an excuse rather than just saying I'm not able to do that right now?
Again, it's back to because he needs to do his work. He needs to do his work.
Yep.
So.
Well. Do you see us any time, us spending, like, any time together at any point, like, in the future? Like, in any sort of romance?
Again?
Not at this time, no.
No. But thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, we got two more callers.
And again, you guys, I just asked, Maureen, I asked that it's one question or a comment, and it's fair, and we're not doing a reading. We're, you know, giving you some insight on a question that you're asking. So we ask that people honor and respect that we're putting that out there. So thank you.
Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Sonia. I'm calling from PA.
Hello, Sonia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
It's actually just one small question. I had a phone interview today, and I felt it went very well, even though it was short. And I'm not sure if you're picking up. I'll be called in for an in-person interview, or what you're picking up as far as possibly being hired for that company.
The first thing I heard was that you are one of the candidates that they are considering.
Okay.
It feels like as it could be as soon as the end of next week that you get a call to set up when you're going to be coming in and talking more in depth. But, yes, you're definitely in the category, so good for you. So keep those positive thoughts. Keep those positive thoughts going.
Right, because they have three
and visualize
of the
yourself doing this job. Visualize that you see yourself already doing this job. You already have it. Going to work every day, what time it's starting, you know, as much information that you have on the job already. So imagine that you're already doing it. You're already there, already experiencing
it. It's similar to what I do. I mean, I'm just concerned because things are not well where I'm at. So I'm hoping to find something, you know, before things start to happen. So that's why I was pretty excited about this job.
Yep. Don't focus on the one that you're not the most happy with. Just focus on this. I already have this new job. Man, I'm excited. You can see yourself showering in the morning, getting ready. You're going to work. You're happy driving there, going there. Good morning, everybody. So just imagine that that's what you're doing.
Right.
But you will be getting a phone call. You'll be getting a phone call.
Awesome.
So good luck to you.
Awesome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to take our last caller. We went over 10 minutes. Oh, get him on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Okay,
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me, but my name is Patty and I'm in Florida.
How are you today?
I'm not too
bad.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you... see any relationships, romantic love relationships coming into my life? I've been alone for a while, and I'm kind of getting open to it. So I just want.
Now, did you say your name was Patty or Dottie?
Patty.
Oh, Patty.
That's what I thought it was. Okay.
Yep.
Any romance for Patty?
Anything coming up on the horizon? I'm in no hurry.
Ooh, I'm hearing by August. By August.
I'm hearing lovely gentleman. A lovely
gentleman. A lovely gentleman, yes. And how cool is that? Because you're not in a hurry for somebody. It's just like, is there anything coming up here? So they're going by August because you're going to be ready for him to come in, and he's doing his work also. So energetically, you guys will be a really good match, and you'll know it when you see him.
And he'll be very romantic.
And you don't know him at the moment. You don't know him at the moment. He's not anybody
great.
That you know. And it looks like... It looks like he could have either he has very limited hair or there's no hair. So hopefully that's not going to matter to you, but, man, is he going to have a phenomenal personality.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
The hair doesn't matter.
Yep. Oh, you'll be very happy with him. He is going to treat you like the queen that you are.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so ready. but no hurry. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend,
thank
and
you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. You too, and happy Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thank you all to all of our
yes, thank you,
callers.
Thank you. Fantastic.
And, yeah, great. We had a great show today, and have a great rest of the Valentine's Day.
That's right.
And weekend, and we will catch you on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are going to be doing a show on meditation.
Yes.
So,
sending you love and light, everybody.
Yes.
Give yourself a hug.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.